جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. And عيد الأضحى إن شاء الله. Blessed Eid and Mubarak on all of you, your families, your children, your parents, and the Ummah إن شاء الله. And we ask Allah to bring relief and peace to the Muslim community, especially those who are suffering in Yemen. Just today, the Saudis, they bombed several civilians. They are refugees in the city of Al-Hudaydah in Yemen. Many of their children were killed just today. And this story is repeated almost every day. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring relief and to bring peace and prosperity and end of misery to all those people worldwide, especially those who live in war zones. Tonight we're going to continue on Surah Hud. This is chapter 11 in the Holy Quran, and we're going to recite 81 through 83, the remaining of the story of Lut. And next Thursday, inshallah, we're going to have begin a new story of Shu'aib in Midian. And next Thursday, by the way, is going to be the day of Eid al-Ghadir, Thursday, the day of Eid al-Ghadir. So, and there are many a'mal, many du'as, prayers, ziyarah of Amir al-Mu'mineen, special ziyarah of Amir al-Mu'mineen and Imam Hussein on the day of Ghadir. So try to do that during the day, inshallah. But the celebration is going to be on Saturday, September 1st, inshallah. Saturday, September 1st, we begin the Salat at 7:30 p.m. And then the program, inshallah, will start after that. Sallu ala Muhammadin wa Ali Muhammad. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على أنبياء الله جميعا وعلى سيدهم وخاتمهم حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين والصفوة الخيرة من أصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قالوا لقد علمت ما لنا في بناتك من حق وإنك لتعلم ما نريد. قال لو أن لي بكم قوة أو آوي إلى ركن شديد. قالوا يا لوط إنا رسل ربك لن يصلوا إليك. فأسر بأهلك بقطع من الليل ولا يلتفت منكم أحد إلا امرأتك إنه مصيبها ما أصابهم إن موعدهم الصبح أليس الصبح بقريب. فلما جاء أمرنا جعلنا عاليها سافلها وأمطرنا عليها حجارة من سجيل وأمطرنا عليها حجارة من سجيل منضود مسومة عند ربك وما هي من الظالمين ببعيد صدق الله العلي العظيم. So, after living some difficult moments, stressful moments, he calls that day a day full of stress, anxiety. يوم عصيب. When those guests came to him, to his farm, to Lut alayhi salam, outside the city, and there were handsome men, group of men, some people say 5, 7, 12, whatever the number was. He did not recognize them, that those are angels. They are not human beings. Angels in the shape of human beings, like some of you are, mashallah, I can tell. Male and female angels. So he invited them to his house, but he was worried because he knew that his community, the Sodomites, Sodom and Gomorrah, these are 5 or 7 cities. The largest one among them, the greatest one among them is Sodom. This is why they are called Sodomites. But they belong to 5 or 7 cities, which is today in where we call it Nahrul Urdun, the Jordan River, on the border between Palestine and Jordan. That was the location of this community. So because he knew that his community were bad, basically bad people, who had no interest in the opposite gender. So, وَقَالَ هَذَا يَوْمٌ عَصِيبٌ. For him, it was a very stressful, very difficult, very miserable day, because he wants to protect his guests against this moral behavior or immoral behavior. So when they saw him being worried, being overly worried and stressed out, they said to him, قالوا يَا لُوطُ إِنَّا رُسُلُ رَبِّكَ لَنْ يَصِلُوا إِلَيْكَ. O Lut, we are the envoys, the messengers of your Lord. They cannot reach out to you, they cannot harm you, they can't hurt you, don't worry. Neither they can hurt us. We are angels, protected by God. لَنْ يَصِلُوا إِلَيْكَ. Now, there is a question here before we proceed. Are angels always visiting prophets and messengers, or they can visit someone who's not a prophet, not a messenger? Do they communicate only with messengers, or sometimes with other human beings too? With other human beings. Doesn't have to be a messenger of God. We have, even in this book, examples. In Surah Maryam, Allah says, فَاتَّخَذَتْ مِنْ دُونِهِمْ حِجَابًا فَأَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهَا رُوحَنَا فَتَمَثَّلَ لَهَا بَشَرًا سَوِيًّا. We sent to her, to Mary, while she was showering by herself, secluded. We sent to her, فَأَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهَا رُوحَنَا. رُوحَنَا is Jibreel. This is his title. الروح الأمين. نزل به الروح الأمين على قلبك لتكون من المنذرين بلسان عربي مبين. So this is his title, Ruhul Amin, the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is Jibreel. So Jibreel, when he approached her, فَتَمَثَّلَ لَهَا بَشَرًا, he became a handsome man, maybe in his 20s, 30s. So she thought that this is a human being. gazing at her, looking at her. Of course, Jibreel does not have desire. Angels, the good thing about them, they have no desires. No desire for food, no desire for money, no desire to speak at IECOC on the podium, no desire for wife, no desire for husband, no desire for nothing. Stripped of all physical, emotional, psychological desires, no desires. So he saw her naked. So she was shocked. قالت إني أعوذ بالرحمن منك إن كنت تقيا. I seek refuge in my Lord. If you are a pious person, if you know Lord, if you recognize Lord. قال إنما أنا رسول ربك لأهب لك غلاما زكيا. Do not worry. I am the messenger of God. I am an angel here. So he spoke with Mary. And then in another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِذْ قَالَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ يَا مَرْيَمُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَاكِ وَطَهَّرَكِ وَاصْطَفَاكِ عَلَى نِسَاءِ الْعَالَمِينَ. When it comes to Fatima to Zahra alayhi salam, the daughter, beloved daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also, the angels will descend upon her and chat with her and speak with her, especially after the departure of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They would give her comfort. The angels would tell her about her father's place in paradise and what he's doing right now in paradise. They were communicating between her father and the daughter. So angels do not have to be a prophet. You don't have to be a prophet. And then in the Sunni tradition, they say that one of the companions of the Prophet was wounded in one of the battles. He was wounded. And the angels, they used to visit him and comfort him and nurse him. He was wounded in the battle. And suddenly they stopped. They stopped. They did not come to his visit. Why? Because he started complaining to people about his wounds. Once he started complaining, the angels stopped visiting him. So sometimes angels come and visit people. It depends on God's will. This is about God's discretion and authority. He would allow some people to be visited and comforted and supported by angels. At the time of death, believers will see angels right before them. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Do not fear nor worry. وَأَبْشِرُوا and receive the glad tidings بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ. We are paving the way for you. Look at your place in paradise. So angels, Rasulullah, those are messengers of God. They could visit a prophet, a messenger, an apostle, an imam, or a pious person. So this is number one. They said to him, قَالُوا يَا لُوطُ إِنَّا رُسُلُ رَبِّكَ لَنْ يَصِلُوا إِلَيْكَ. They would not reach out to you. They cannot hurt you. They cannot harm you. Don't worry. We are safe here. Let them chase us. But don't worry about that. And here Allah sent the angels. And the angels, they took a handful of dirt and dust and pebbles and threw into the faces of those people who were gathering around the house of Lut, and they wanted to attack his guests. So they went blind. They could not see. And then they went back. They went back to their homes. لَنْ يَصِلُوا إِلَيْكَ. مَنْ كَانَ مَعَ اللَّهِ كَانَ اللَّهُ مَعَهِ لَنْ يَصِلُوا إِلَيْكَ. They can't reach you, don't worry. Sometimes you are worried about an enemy, about an aggressor. But if you have two things, you should not worry. One, firm belief and firm trust and firm faith in God. Put your trust in God. God is your defender. God is your lawyer. God is your protector. وَأُفَوَّضُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ فَوَقَاهُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِ مَا مَكَرُوا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. We have a beautiful ta'qibat after the Fajr prayers. Don't miss them out. These are for your protection and the protection of your children. If you worry about your children, your house, yourself, then you must read them. It's about protection, because anything could happen. Do you know this morning, the I-5 here in Irvine was shut for 8 hours. And a lady, 24 years old, was killed. It was an accident. 10 vehicles were involved in that accident. So this lady, she was wearing her seatbelt. But when she got involved in this accident, she took it off to take her baby, 6-month-old baby, in his seat to take it out. Once she took that, another vehicle came. It was a chain reaction and hit her vehicle, and the mother dies instantly. But the baby, which is 6 months old, survives. This morning, the freeway was shut for 8 hours, from 1 a.m. until 9 in the morning. Anything could happen. Read the du'as every single morning to protect your family. There are ta'qibat to Salat al-Fajr, which is, we have this book of prayers, we put these ta'qibat. Read them. So if you have faith in God, number one, and you are always alerted, you wake up, you don't sleep, you don't close your eyes. You don't close your eyes and then you cross the freeway. God says, don't do that. Open your eyes. Be alerted. Be awake. Be vigilant. Be vigilant. One of them, one element is you. You have to take care of yourself. The second is God. Both, they contribute to each other. Allah says, do your side and I will do my side. Do your job and I will do my job. Be vigilant. لَنْ يَصِلُوا إِلَيْكَ. They cannot hurt you. In Surah Al-Shu'ara, Bani Israel, when they left Egypt, running from Pharaoh, قَالَ أَصْحَابُ مُوسَىٰ إِنَّا لَمُدْرَكُونَ. They turned to Moses. They said to him, Pharaoh is chasing us. إِنَّا لَمُدْرَكُونَ. Soon we are going to be overtaken by them. قَالَ كَلَّا. Musa was relaxed. He's a leader. He knows. He knows that God gave him a promise, and God does not break his promise. He said, Kalla, nay, inna ma'i rabbi sayahdeen. I have a navigator. My navigator is my God. My protector is my God. Sayahdeen. He will guide me. Don't worry. They are not overtaking us. They can't. لَنْ يَصِلُوا إِلَيْكَ. Always have faith in God. Always have faith. When you are worried, remember these stories. God gives assurance. Be with me, I'll be with you. مَنْ كَانَ مَعَ اللَّهِ كَانَ اللَّهُ مَعَ. So, قَالُوا يَا لُوطُ إِنَّا رُسُلُ رَبِّكَ لَنْ يَصِلُوا إِلَيْكَ فَأَسْرِ بِأَهْلِكَ بِقِطْعٍ مِّنَ اللَّيْلِ. So, set out with your family during the night. بِقِطْعٍ مِّنَ اللَّيْلِ. Part of the night. After dark. Take your family with you out of the house. وَلَا يَلْتَفِتْ مِنْكُمْ أَحَدٌ إِلَّا امْرَأَتَكَ. When you leave your homes, let none of you turn around. What does it mean to turn around? When you are fleeing a place, fleeing, running, don't turn around. Why? I want to ask you now. Those who are front seaters and the back benchers. They are fleeing their homes. God said, rush, take your family, leave your homes, but don't turn back. Why? لا يترددوا, do not hesitate, one of them. Or feel sorry. Don't look at your home, I'm leaving my house, my property, my farm, my belonging, my money, don't. Rush, leave. Have you seen when they evacuate an airplane? They tell you, the flight attendants, they say at time of evacuation, don't carry anything with you. Leave everything behind. Leave everything behind. Of course, people don't listen. Because I saw some incident at San Francisco airport. You know, the Asian community were taking their belongings. See, it's full of cash money. Why they leave it? They took it with them. Allah says, don't turn back. Don't say, I'm sorry, I'm leaving my home, my car, my... Rush! Because it will be destroyed. These things are not yours anymore. Save yourself and save your dignity and your life. وَلَا يَلْتَفِتْ مِنْكُمْ أَحَدٌ إِلَّا امْرَأَتَكَ. Leave your wife behind. Accept your wife, don't take her with you. Because she's not your family anymore. Can you imagine? God says, take your family, but not your wife. So here, the wife is not a family anymore. A wife could be the closest person to you, and one day the same wife could be the farthest people, the farthest person away from you. Not part of your family anymore. This happens. Your son is your family. Your daughter is your family. But the wife one day could be the closest one and one day could be the farthest one. So in this case, his wife, she pretended that she follows Lot. In public, she pretended that she's one of his followers. But privately, she would send secret messages to the enemies. She would send them secret messages. She would provoke them. She would encourage them. She would tell them information about Lot and his movement and his guests. She was cooperating with his enemies. So she was not part of his family anymore. And here, let me say something. The role of a wife in a family. Please listen to this. Wives, they play a central role in our life. Central role. Important role. Wife is not intended to cook food. Some men, some people, they misunderstand her job. They think wife is only and solely to serve, to clean, to cook. But this is not her main job. The main job of a wife is to inspire, is to encourage her children, her husband, her family. She should be a source of support for the family. And her work is foundational and fundamental and important. And without it, the family cannot progress. The job of a wife, what is the job of a wife? Number one, inspiration, encouragement, protection. She's the one who tells her husband, go to work. I'm protecting the family. Go, don't worry. She's the one who tells her daughter, go to school, study. She's the one who tells her son, go to the masjid, go to this. This is a good friend. This is a good family. Go with them. She's the one who inspires. If she does not do that, then she's not doing her job. We should not misunderstand her that she's there to cook food. There is something more important than food. And that is encouragement and inspiration. Food, nowadays in America, food is available everywhere. You don't die if your wife does not cook. But if your wife is not a source of inspiration, encouragement, empowerment, then yes, you're going to die. You're going to lose your children. The family is going to collapse. Her role is important. I read a story of one of the scholars, honorable scholar, he still lives. He's a marja' taqlid. He said, my father married two wives, one after the other. First, he married his first cousin. But she did not like my father because my father was talaba. Talaba means student of seminary, seeking knowledge. She wanted someone rich. Though she was his first cousin, Dukhtar Dayi, but she did not respect him because she wanted a merchant, Tajir. She didn't want Talaba. And therefore, they had a son, but she was defying my father and disrespecting him because her mind was with the dunya. She needed someone to provide her dunya, not akhirah. So They had one son. And then my father, she asked to divorce him. My father divorced her. After some period, she wanted to go back to my father. He says in his book, my father said, no, sorry. Sorry, you decided to leave me, then that's it. It's final. I'm not going to take you back. So she had a son. And then he married our mother, the alim, the scholar says. He said he married our mother, and my mother had several children. And then he compares between his siblings from his mother and his half a brother from the other first wife. He says there is a huge difference. The first son, who had a mother who did not believe in faith, neither she liked religious studies or religious leaders, she wanted businessmen, merchant, her son is lost, unfortunately. He lost his way. He's not even religious. But with the second wife, who married this man believing that she can serve him because he's alim, he's a scholar, he said she raised the best children in town, all of them pious, righteous, scholars, trustworthy. That is the effect of a wife. Your wife either could build you or she could damage you. فَإِنَّ الْعِرْقَ دَسَّاسِ. Be careful and tell your children, choose a wife that builds you, inspires you, and infuses you with strength. Not a wife who puts you down. Everything happens, she puts you down. When you come back home, she's angry, she's frustrated, she wants to yell. This is not a wife. Neither the husband. The husband's always frustrated and angry at his family. He's not a good father. He's a failed father. So the role women play in our life, especially wives, is very instrumental, very important. Here Allah says to Lut, leave this wife. She's not a good wife. She conspired against you, against your faith, against your Lord. Leave her. She's not ahlak. She's not family anymore. Let her go with them. Innahu مُصِيبُهَا مَا أَصَابَهُمْ. Wow. إِنَّهُ مُصِيبُهَا مَا أَصَابَهُمْ. Surely that which befalls them shall befall her. The destruction that is coming to them and the punishment is going to punish her too. إِنَّهُ مُصِيبُهَا مَا أَصَابَهُمْ. إِنَّ مَوْعِدَهُمُ الصُّبْحِ. Verily, indeed, the morning shall be their tryst. Tryst meaning the appointed meeting, the appointed time. مَوْعِدَهُمُ الصُّبْحِ. أَلَيْسَ الصُّبْحُ بِقَرِيبِ. Is not the morning nigh? Nigh means close and near. Now why Allah says أَلَيْسَ الصُّبْحُ بِقَرِيبِ? That speech was in the evening. And God is saying to Lut, morning is very soon. Why did he say? Of course, morning is soon. We know after night comes morning. So why God says here, is not morning nigh, near, close? Why did he say? Because Lut, when those messengers came to him and they broke the news to him that this community is going to be destroyed, Lut was happy. He said, yes, good job. Those are disobedience. They deserve punishment. So now, punish them now. God said to him, no, not now. We give them a chance. We know those people are sinners. We know that we sent them messages one after the other. We know that they are disobedient. But yet, I'm giving them another chance. I'm not destroying them right now. At morning. Why at morning? Because Allah said to Jibreel, Jibreel, go there and listen throughout the night. If you find one of them, one person in these seven villages, seven towns, he says, Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa atubu ilayh. He does tawbah, repentance, stop, don't execute the punishment. For the sake of that one person, stop it. Jibreel was there the whole night And he was expecting to hear someone, a man, a woman, among those people to know, to say, to stand in the middle of the night and say, "Oh Lord, I'm sorry. I repent. I come back to you." None of them until morning, until Fajr, until dawn. When nothing happened, then God gave him the green light. أَلَيْسَ الصُّبْحُ بِقَرِيبٍ. At the worst circumstances, God will give us a chance. He will give us a chance. Because God does not give up on us. God does not give up on us. God is merciful. God's intention is not to destroy, but to save. But sometimes people become so disobedient, so defying, that no chance they will consider. Till the end, they go, they insist on their disobedience, on their disrespect for God. أَلَيْسَ الصُّبْحُ بِقَرِيبٍ. And then when the morning broke, what happened? Allah says, فَلَمَّا جَاءَ أَمْرُنَا. When no one was willing to come back to us, no one was repenting, our command came. The green light came. فَلَمَّا جَاءَ أَمْرُنَا جَعَلْنَا عَالِيَهَا سَافِلَهَا. We made its uppermost to be its lowermost. عَالِيَهَا سَافِلَهَا. What does that mean? It means that these seven cities or five cities were completely overturned. عَالِيَهَا سَافِلَهَا. We made its uppermost, lowermost. Why? Have you thought about this? Why Allah does this city up and down, upside down, upside down? Why? عَلِيَهَا سَافِلَهَا. Because they turned the values upside down, human values. They did not respect human values. They turned them, the values of the society, the values of the humanity, the principles, they turned them upside down. Do you know what I mean? So when they defy God and they change, they try to change what God sets for us, what God wants for us, what God expects from us, God is going to do their life also upside down. Upside down. جَعَلْنَا عَالِيَهَا سَافِلَهَا وَأَمْطَرْنَا. Wow, this is powerful. وَأَمْطَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ حِجَارَةً مِّن سِجِّيلٍ. And we rained down upon them stones of baked clay. Baked clay. سِجِّيل, it's a baked clay which becomes very strong. حجارة من سجيل. Allah made the highest point in the city, made it the lowest one. Everything high in that city, because it was fake. The highness of it was fake. That altitude was fake. Was based on fake principles. So Allah made it the lowest. And city of Sodom, among those seven, today, even if you go today, it's the lowest. You know, there are few places on earth which is below the sea level. Have you been to Death Valley here? Death Valley in California, on the border with Nevada? I've been there. It's below sea level, about 300 feet below sea level. There is a sign. You reach the sign, it tells you sea level. And then 100 feet below, 200 feet, 300. You reach a point, 300 feet. Even in the winter time, you go in January, in February, winter time, the temperature is 85, 90 degrees Fahrenheit in the Death Valley. Another place which is below the sea level is Nahr al-Urdun. This area, the area of these seven cities, it's below the sea level. Because we made it upside down. وأمطرنا عليهم حجارة من سجيل of baked clay منضود. What does منضود mean? منضود, it means one upon the other, consecutive, one after the other. It's like a salvo, you know, does not stop. منضود, one upon the other, did not stop. Non-stop bombardment, like a machine gun. منضود من حجارة من سجيل منضود مسومة عند ربك. مسومة, marked by your Lord. What does marked mean? Have you seen in the news they have this laser guided bombs and missiles? Laser guided. It hits the target. This system was created by God, not by humans. And this is how it means. This is what it means. مُسَوَّمَةً عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ. It means it has been marked. So God send it to a specific target according to his choice, and it will hit the target. And some commentators, مفسرين, they say the names of every person was inscribed on these stones. So the stone leaves its target and hits the person, not his neighbor, not his wife, not his son. The person himself. Special gift. Their names are written. مُسَوَّمَةً عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ. مُسَوَّمَةً عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ. With your Lord, everything is easy. So their names were inscribed on these stones. It goes to the people that intends. It does not go astray, does not go into the wrong house, wrong target. مُسَوَّمَةً, precision targeting. مُسَوَّمَةً عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ. And then Allah says, وَمَا هِيَ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ بِبَعِيدٍ. And they are never far from the wrongdoers. What God did to them, he can do to any nation, to any person. وَمَا هِيَ, to any wrongdoer. وَمَا هِيَ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ بِبَعِيدٍ. These things, these results, these punishments could reach those wrongdoers. And Allah was sending here a message to Quraysh. Quraysh are not far from them. Quraysh is south, because Jordan is north. Sodom and Gomorrah was in the north in Jordan, today's Jordan. Mecca was in the south. So Allah wanted to tell Quraysh, look at what happened to them. Story that we want you to reflect upon. وَمَا هِيَ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ ببعيد. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات. إنك مجيب الدعوات, إنك غافر الخطيئات, إنك ماحي السيئات وجاعلها حسنات, إنك على كل شيء قدير. Tomorrow إن شاء الله صلاة الجمعة at 1, and Thursday, next Thursday, we will continue Surah Hud, but with a new story of Shu'aib. Shu'aib, who lived in Madian. Also another interesting story. And inshallah, on Saturday, September 1st, will be the celebration of Eid al-Ghadir. Please join me in reciting Amman Yujibu al-Muhtar for several people who are asking for your du'as, your prayers during this holy night. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء 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 يا الله. اللهم من على مرضانا بالشفاء والعافية, المرضى المنظورين, اللهم ألبسهم ثوب الصحة والعافية. اللهم اكشف هذه الغمة عن هذه الأمة. We pray for the people of Yemen. Today there was a clip of a village, forgotten village in the middle of the mountains. And for the first time, they find hot meal reaching them. I think this is a lesson for all of us. A lesson for every family who has hot meal at home. They cook food. Don't spoil your food. Don't throw it away. Don't exaggerate in making food. One meal, one type of food is enough. You don't have, even when you invite guests, don't make several types of foods. Look at countries today. Look at other nations. Those are human beings. And people of this village that I sent the clip, they are the descendants of Imam Sayyids, Husseini Sayyids. Imagine one of the wealthiest countries is in the north, north of their border. Oceans of oil. They sell billions of dollars per day. And they are not sending them food, not sending them medicine, not sending them tents. They are sending them bombs and missiles. I ask Allah to send His curse on Al Saud, on this barbaric regime, a regime that not only not Islamic, but not even human, not even human, destroying the poorest people, the poorest country, the most deprived. It's really harsh wrenching when you see these scenes, when you see their children, when you see their living, when you see their homes. It's as if you went 500 years in the history, back in the history. And rather than sending them food, education, schools, they are sending missiles every single day. Every single day. اللهم وحد كلمة المسلمين على الخير والبر والصلاح والتقوى اللهم أغث وفرج عن إخواننا المؤمنين في اليمن وفي البحرين وفي المنطقة الشرقية وفي كل مكان يا أرحم الراحمين وفي سوريا وفي كل مكان وعجل في فرج إمامنا وسيدنا وقائدنا صاحب العصر والزمان اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا واجعلنا اللهم من أنصاره وأعوانه وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات والشهداء وإذا إلى روح المرحوم محمد محمود أبو خضير الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد